අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear children, welcome you all to Ruhuna Guru Gedara educational program. I am Nadini Udeshika Satsarani, a teacher of English from Pitabeddara Secondary School. Today, I am going to teach you how to form irregular plurals. This lesson focuses on grade 10, unit 8, activity 11 and 12, on page number 89 and 90. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to form the plural forms accurately. Before starting the lesson, I hope you all get ready with talk sheet and your notebook. Okay, let's start the lesson. First, I am going to tell you two sentences. So, write down these sentences and compare the differences. First one, my father brought me a book. My father brought me a book. My father brought me a book. As the second one, my father brought me 5 books. As the second one, my father brought me 5 books. In the first sentence, a new book means 1 book. Then in the second sentence, 5 books, that means more than 1 book. If there is only one thing, we call it as singular. And if there are more than one, we call them as plurals. Here the plural form of book is books. When the nouns turn into their plurals, normally an S or ES is added at the end of the noun. For example, a book, books. A bus, buses. A brush, brushes. A watch, watches. A baby, babies. Here the nouns form their plurals by adding an S or ES. So we call them as regular nouns. But there are many nouns that do not follow this standard rule. So, we call them as irregular nouns. We can't add an S or ES to make them plural. Okay, let's see what those irregular nouns are and how to make them into plural form. Listen to these words. Leaf, knife, wife. What is the last letter of leaf? Yes, F. When the words end with F, you have to change F to V and add ES to the end. For example, leaf becomes leaves. It is better if you can write down these examples and have a look on. Let's look at the word knife. How can you make it into plural? Keep this in your mind. When the words end with F-E, you have to change F to V and add S to the end. So, K-N-I-F-E, knife becomes K-N-I-V-E-S. Then plural of leaf is leaves. As well, wife, wives. I'm pretty sure you have already heard these words. Yes, Let's see what the next one is. Children, there are nouns that change vowels when forming plurals. For example, man becomes men. M-A-N man becomes M-E-N men. Woman, women. Foot, feet. Tooth, teeth. When forming plurals, here you saw the vowel sound has been changed. And there are some nouns, they change the spellings when forming the plurals. Mouse, mice. M-O-U-S-E, mouse. M-I-C-E, mice. Child becomes children. C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N, children. Okay, fine. Do you know the plural form of sheep or deer? Are they sheep or deers? No, no. They are wrong. They do not change their forms. The plural form of sheep is sheep and deer is deer. The both singular and plural forms are same. Hope it's clear up to this point. Now you can do the activity 1 in the task sheet which I sent you. Have you look on your activity sheet? Read the instructions with me. First one, fill in the blanks with the plural form of nouns. Here you can see the nouns are given in the brackets. You have to write the plural form of nouns in the blank. Look at the first one. There are 5 blank within bracket man in the garden. What is the plural form of man? We discussed earlier. Yes, it is men. It should be M-E-N, men. Look at the second one. I brush my blank within bracket tooth twice a day. I brush my teeth, T-double-E-T-H, teeth twice a day. Third one. He met 7 blank within bracket 5. You already know it should be wives. Fourth one, blank within bracket child are playing cricket in the ground. What's the answer? Yes, it's children. Fifth one, my friend collected all the blank within bracket leaf. My friend collected all the leaves. I hope you all got your answers correct. Let's move to the second part of our lesson. First tell me, have you heard about these words? Syllabus, formula, thesis? Why not? Then tell me what they are. Syllabus, formula and thesis? In English, there are some words that are borrowed from Latin or Greek. So we call them as foreign words. Okay, fine. Let's see how to make these foreign words into plural. Follow the activity 2 with me. Look at the first table. There are some words like lava, formula and vertebra. Tell me the last letter of these words. Yes, it's A. So, look at the example. Here you can see letter A change into AE. Letter A changes into AE. Lava becomes lavae. L-A-R-V-A. Lava becomes L-A-R-V-A-E. Formula becomes formulae. Vertebra becomes vertebrae. Likewise, you can make the plural form if the foreign words end with A. Let's see the second table and check the last 2 letters. What are they? Yes, they are US. And in the example, you can see US changes into I. Then fungus, F-U-N-G-U-S, fungus becomes F-U-N-G-I, fungi. So now you can write the plural forms of the other words also. Syllabus becomes syllabi, nucleus become nuclei, aluminous become alumini. Let's see the third one. Carefully look at the third table and now you also can build up the rule. Yes, very good. When the foreign words end with UM, change them into A. For example, datum become data. D-A-T-U-M, datum becomes D-A-T-A, data. Curriculum, curricula. Bacterium, bacteria. In the fourth table, index, appendix. How can you turn them into plural form? Yes, you can change ES into I-C-E-S. So, index becomes into indices and appendix becomes appendices. You can identify what has happened here. The words end with EX change into ICES. Likewise, when the foreign words end with ON, you can change ON into A. For example, criterion, criteria. Yes, CRITERION, criterion becomes criteria, CRITERIA. So tell me the answer for phenomenon. Yes, very good. It should be phenomena. Now we have come up with last table. So circle the last two letters of each word and tell me what they are. Yes, IS. So change IS into ES and make them into plural. Read your answers loudly. Thesis becomes theses. Axis become axes. Crisis becomes crises. Analysis becomes analyses. Neurosis, neuroses. Now I hope you all are perfect in making foreign words into plural forms. You can do the pupil's book activity on page number 90 and workbook activities on page number 52, 53 and 54. Now we have come to the latter part of our lesson. Look at the activity 3. Write the plural forms. Let's read the given words. Brother-in-law, second one teacher in charge, third one mother-in-law, fourth one bus stop, fifth one rainforest, sixth one cup of tea, handful, mouthful, passerby, check-in. What are these words? Yes, there are compound nouns and collective nouns also. How can you make them into plural form? Listen to me very attentively and follow the instructions. Take the compound noun brother-in-law and tell me the main word. Yes, that's brother. You know the plural form of brother? Yes, it is brothers. So, it becomes brothers-in-law. Likewise, first you have to find the main word of each compound and collective nouns. Then, change it to plural form. That's the way of making compound and collective nouns into plural form. Keep in mind, there are some exceptions also. Let's see the answers. So, brother-in-law changed into brothers-in-law. Teacher in charge, the answer is T. teachers in charge. Mother-in-law becomes mothers-in-law. Bus stop becomes bus stops. Rainforest becomes rainforests. Cup of tea becomes cups of tea. Handful becomes handfuls. Mouthful becomes mouthfuls. Passerby becomes passersby. And checks in, that is the last answer, checks in. I hope you all got your answers correct. Dear children, we have come to the end of our lesson. Let's wind up the lesson for today. Hope you all enjoyed the lesson. Thank you for participating in our program. I'm Nadini Udeshika Satsarani, a teacher of English from Pitabeddara Secondary School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරයේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.